Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. As I promised you in our last broadcast, that in this broadcast and the following ones, we will be talking about the parables, how Allah spoke in the Quran with parables. As we see in our studies, that Muhammad, also in that portion of his writing in the Quran, was simply copying that which is written in the Bible without knowing what the word parable actually means, as it is written throughout the pages of the Quran. First of all, we know that the parables of Muhammad are written all the way from Quran chapter 2 to Quran chapter 74. And here I would like to share with you four verses where Muhammad bragged about his Quran to be the book of the parables, and will tell you why he wrote that statement from the writings of the New Testament. And then we will tell you exactly why did Jesus use parables in his teachings, and then we'll go back to the Quran to show you that Muhammad did not have any idea of what he is talking about. First of all, let us look at these four verses. The first one I would like to share with you is Quran chapter 17 and verse 89. For there we read, "And indeed we have expounded to the people in this Quran from every parable." So most people reject but infidelity. Notice here, Allah is telling us in the Quran that he used the Quran to give plenty of parables, but most people reject the teaching of Allah concerning the parables which he inserted throughout the Quran. Similar to that, what is written in Quran chapter 18 and verse 54. For there we read, "And indeed we have expounded in this Quran to the people from every parable, and the human was the most contentious thing." Once again, in Quran chapter 30 and verse 58, we read, "And indeed we gave in this Quran from every parable to the people, and if you bring to them a sign, those who became infidels will surely say you are but a purveyor of lies." Finally, in Quran chapter 39 and verse 27, we read, "And indeed we gave every kind of parable in this Quran to the people. Perhaps they will remember." Notice here from these four verses, that is Quran 17:89, Quran 18:54, Quran 30 verse 58, and Quran 39 verse 27, Muhammad is telling us that in this Quran, the 114 chapters which I hold in my hands, Allah spoke in many parables. And he gave us a negative attitude first by saying that infidels will not believe in the Quran, even though we gave all these parables. But what is so amazing, in Quran chapter 39 and verse 27, Muhammad is telling us the opposite of why the Bible stated that Jesus spoke in parables. And here's the catch. In Quran 39 and verse 27, Allah is telling us once again, "And indeed we gave every kind of parable in this Quran to the people. Perhaps they will remember." The purpose of Allah to give parables in the Quran to the people was perhaps they will remember. Remember what? The message of the parable. But once again, we have to realize that it is Allah who's speaking here, and it is Allah who's saying the word perhaps. That's why, as you have heard me in the past, I repeat again, Allah, the God of Muhammad, is a God of perhaps. And his perhaps here in Quran chapter 39 and verse 27 is a great evidence that that Allah is not the God of the Bible. Because what was the purpose for Allah to give all these parables all over the Quran? It is perhaps people will remember, when in reality, that is not what the Bible said about why Jesus spoke in parables. Without further ado, let me take you now to the Bible to learn why Jesus spoke in parables. And we are not going to be talking about all the parables of the Bible by examining the four Gospels, but we'll only look at those which are written in the book of Matthew. And we will be doing that in the end of our study of the parables of the Quran. First of all, in Matthew chapter 13, we got plenty of verses from which we learn the truth about Jesus speaking in parables. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 3, the Bible said, "Then he," and he here is the Lord Jesus Christ, "spoke many things to them," them are the Jewish people, "in parables." Notice, Jesus spoke to the crowd, to the people of his days, in parables. Now, to understand why he did that, let's go to the question which the disciples asked Jesus in verse 10. As we read, "And the disciples came and said to him," him here is our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, "why do you speak to them in parables?" He, that is our Lord Jesus, answered in verse 11 by stating, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Wait a minute. So Jesus was speaking in parables. So his disciple can know the mystery behind the parables, but not for the people? Yes. Well, I'm a little bit confused, Brother Isama. I don't understand what you're talking about. The answer is very simple. Jesus spoke in parables, and then the people say, "Thank you, goodbye." And then the disciples of Jesus will come to Jesus and ask him, "What does this parable mean?" And that's when Jesus gave the interpretation or the meaning of the parable to the disciples. So in simple words, Jesus spoke in parables. People did not understand the parables. Only the disciples could figure out what the parable is all about, because only the disciples always came back to Jesus and asked them, "What do you mean by that parable?" And that's when he explained to them what he meant was a parable. So what is a parable? It's a story. And what do we learn from the story? Nothing, unless we know what Jesus meant by that story. In the Quran, we see the word parable is mentioned all over the Quran, but then you don't see a parable. Why? Because there is no story. There was no message ever given in the Quran in a parable. And as we see in the Bible, the disciples were able to understand the parable because Jesus told them what he meant by the parable. But in the Quran, there is no story, there is no message, nobody asks what it means. Even until today, when we examine and investigate all the verses which the word parable is mentioned in the Quran, we still get nothing out of it. Now, once again, we'll ask, why did Jesus spoke in parable? In Matthew 13:13, Jesus said, "Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Wow. You mean Jesus was not speaking parables for people to figure out what he is talking about? No. It's actually the opposite. Perhaps people will remember, as Allah stated in Quran chapter 39 and verse 27. No. It is the opposite. The parable is given in the Bible by Jesus for people not to understand. And then in verse 14, we see the fulfillment of the prophecy which was written. As Jesus said, "And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." And that was the prophecy of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. But in verse 34 of Matthew 13, we read, "All these things Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable, he did not speak to them. that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things secret from the foundation of the world. That is what is written in the book of Psalms, chapter 78 and verse 2.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now let's move on to our study in the Quran to see, do we really have any parables in the Quran? And what is the message of these parables, if there was any there? Parables are mentioned in the Quran in 31 verses. We already covered 4, and now let us examine few more. In Quran chapter 2 and verse 17, we read, Allah said, their parable is like the parable of he who kindles a fire. So when it has shined its light all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness. They cannot see. So where is the story? Oh, brother Usama, you're taking that verse out of context. You really need that which is written before it. I'm sorry. Let's start a little bit earlier. Here is the context of Quran chapter 2 and verse 17, which start in verse 6. Surely those who kafaru, the word kafaru means became infidels, and that is a non-Arabic word of Hebrew Syriac origin. So, surely those who became infidels, if you warn them or do not warn them, it is the same. They will not believe. Allah has sealed over their hearts and over their hearing and over their eyes a covering and to them a severe torment. And some people who say, we amanna. Amanna is another non-Arabic word in the Quran, which means we believe. And that is a word from Ethiopian origin. We believed in Allah and in the last day, and they are not believers. They deceive Allah and those who have believed. Do you understand what we're reading here? The infidels who claim to be believers and they are not believers deceived Allah. If Allah would be deceived by some infidels, how in the world that Allah is God? Can anyone deceive God? But continue with the reading of the verse, and they are not believers. They deceive Allah and those who have believed, but they do not deceive except themselves, and they do not feel. In their hearts is a sickness. So Allah increased their sickness, and they will have a painful torment because of what they denied. And when it was said to them, do not vandalize on the earth, they said, surely we are only reformers. In verse 12, except surely they are the vandals, but they do not feel. And when it was said to them, believe as people have believed, they said, will we believe as the foolish have believed? except surely they are the foolish, and they do not know. And when they met those who believed, they said, "We believed." And when they were apart with their shayateen is another non-Arabic word, which is the word Satan's from Ethiopian origin, they said, "Surely we are with you," meaning these people who claim to be infidels are with the demons. "Surely we are only scoffing," meaning scoffing at Muhammad and the believers who believed in Muhammad. In verse 15, Allah scoffs at them and keeps them long in their rebellion blindly. Those are they who have purchased the error with the guidance. So their tijara, another non-Arabic word in the Quran, which means merchandise of Aramaic origin. So their merchandise has not been rabahat. Rabahat is another non-Arabic word, which means profitable, non-Arabic word of Abyssinian origin. And they were not guided. Notice here what we have so far. We read from verse 6 to verse 16. And we realize that Muhammad was just making up a story about some infidels who did not actually believe, even though they were lying, because the assembly deceived Allah and the Muslim believers, and they claimed to be believers, when in reality they were following the demons. And as we realize also in the same passage, we ended with 5 non-Arabic words in the Quran, which Allah claimed to be pure Arabic. And now we get to our verse, which is verse 17. Their parable, who? The infidels who pretend to be believers. Their parable is like the parable of he who kindles a fire. So when it has shined its light all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness. They cannot see. Where is the parable? What is the story? What is the message of the parable? What is the message of that parable? How can Muslim tell me that Allah put that parable in the Quran so that perhaps people can understand? Understand what? There's nothing to understand in that parable. Then Allah stated in the following verse, deaf, dumb, blind, so they will not return. Here is the next parable, which comes in verse 19. Or like a storm from the heaven, in it is darkness and thunder and lightning. They place their fingers into their ears because of the thunderbolts, fearing the death. And Allah surrounds the infidels. In verse 20, we continue. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Whenever it shines on them, they walk in it. But when darkness closes on them, they stand. And if Allah willed, He would take away their hearing and their sight. Surely Allah has might over all things. Well, here we go. Here's parable number 2 in Quran chapter 2. We still have no story or a lesson. That's why the infidels in Muhammad days mocked the Quran. How do I know that? We know that from reading that which is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 26. As we read, surely Allah is not ashamed to give a parable about a mosquito or anything above it. So as to those who believed, they will know that it is the truth from their Lord. And as to those who became infidels, so they will say, what does Allah want by this parable? He will lead many astray by it, and He will guide many by it, and no one will be led astray by it except the transgressors. What is the problem about Allah to be ashamed to use the mosquito as a parable? Oh, it's because it is a small insect. And Allah is not ashamed to use the mosquito as a parable. First of all, if Allah is not ashamed to use a mosquito for a parable, why He did not say, or anything smaller than it, not bigger than it? Now, in the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari to that verse about the mosquito, he said, according to Ibn Mas'ud, some of the people, the companion of Muhammad, when he gave them the parables as Allah spoke about the hypocrites, the parable of the one who started the fire in Quran 2:17, or about the storm which comes from the heaven in Quran 2:19. So the hypocrites said, God is more exalted to give some ridiculous parables which you are writing in the Quran, O Muhammad. Because obviously, as we have seen in these two parables, there was no parables, there was no story, there was no message. And that's when Muhammad receives a new revelation, which we have read in verse 26, that Allah is not ashamed to give a parable about a mosquito or anything above it. But once again, scholars disagree, for they told us, actually, the parable about the mosquito is just another parable Allah gave to the people by telling them, as long as the mosquito is hungry, they live. But when it become fat, then they die. So the believers in Muhammad, as long as they live in this world, they are alive. But if they become hypocrites, then Allah will take them. That is the message of the parable of the mosquito. Or as Qatada stated, that Allah is not ashamed to speak about a mosquito or anything less than it or anything above it. For Allah in the Quran spoke about flies and spiders. That's when the people who were lost, did not believe in Allah, said, what does Allah mean by that? That is when Allah stated in the Quran, he's not ashamed to speak about the mosquito. My friend, I can go on and on and on to give you hours worth of interpretation to understand what Allah meant by the parable of the mosquito. And in reality, we know for sure that in the Quran, there is no parable, as we understand what parable actually is according to the Bible. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.